What did you do after being a practice nurse?
After being a practice nurse, I applied for a post that was being advertised for diabetes specialist nurse with a second language, preferably an Asian language. And I really didn't think I was going to get the job because I didn't have any experience of specialist nursing. So I really did go for the job for experience. And when I did go and ended up with a job, I was actually quite gobsmacked, but grateful because I really do enjoy my job now.
And what was your job?
I was practice nursing on the agency at the time. And I really wasn't sure which way I was going. I did enjoy asthma, so I thought I was going to end up as an asthma specialist nurse. But when this post came about, I went for it. And then when I ended up getting it, that was it.
So what were your responsibilities as a diabetes specialist nurse?
My responsibilities when I went in was to deal with the Asian patients that were being diagnosed or weren't complying with treatment, and also on an educational element in using my own cultural experience as to the best way to get through to people from Asian backgrounds to try and tackle the problem of diabetes, type 2 diabetes, in the Asian community.
Was this just in outpatients?
It was, no, it was just, it was in outpatients, it was on the wards, and it was in the community as well, community visits into patients' homes, which all the adult DSNs did. There was three of us at the time. The other two actually dealt, I'm not saying that they didn't deal with the Asian patients as well, but the majority of my workload was the Asian patients, with a few white patients, white Caucasian patients, and the other two DSNs dealt with the majority white Caucasian patients. I work in a Birmingham hospital, and my main job role was to see patients on the wards that were referred to us by the wards for education, going on to insulin, people that were having problems with equipment or with complying with treatment, whose people's blood sugars were high, and also educating relatives as well. Again, same in the outpatients clinic, the consultants or the doctors would refer patients to us for the same reasons. And also in the community setting, we would go into the patients' homes to start them on insulin, educate the people's relatives as well, because in the ethnic minority, Asian people particularly, the extended family used to do look after the management of the diabetes for their relatives. So therefore you do end up educating the patient as well as the relatives as well. And by going out into the homes, you can also get a clear picture of what outside influences are going to be influencing the patient. And it just gives you a better idea of how you're going to go about tackling educating the patient and how what best is going to suit them.